Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Jana Hutzler, Project Help Director here in the Twin Cities. Jana, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. What is Project Help? Can you tell us a little bit about what it does in our community?
Project Help is a nonprofit organization. It's a ministry through First West Counseling Center. And this is its pilot year. We're just finishing up the first school-based year. And Project Help stands for Help, Healing, Education, Life Skills, and Parenting.
You mentioned it's the pilot year, so first year that you've had it going and working in the community. What are some of the primary focus? Because it takes on students as well as getting administrators or school officials involved with helping out between the parents and children in certain areas.
Absolutely. One of the focus points that we have and kind of the rationale of the way we structured the program was that parents and teachers are the primary day-to-day health caregivers for the children. And so if we invest in the parents and help resource the teachers, mm-hmm. then we feel like there's a longer impact on the children's health and wellness beyond, you know, the monthly or annual health care checkups that, of course, they need through the medical system.
What are some of the primary focus areas when you're talking to and working with parents?
Well, the program itself is very holistic. With the parents, we look at parenting skills, their educational background. We ask them to let us know where they feel like gaps are for their family and where their skill levels could use, you know, ideas or creativity or something like that.
I guess that's really an assessment that you have in the first meeting or two with the parents and then can kind of go from there.
Exactly. We have a case manager that receives the referral either from the principal, the school counselor, the teacher. Sometimes the parents are actively looking for something, and they will refer their family to us. And we do that assessment, and we look at their needs from an economic standpoint. Are they working? Are they using a budget? Mm-hmm. We look at their support systems. Are they kind of isolated or, you know, from their families and friends and even, you know, church families? Or, you know, are they well-resourced? They just need a little bit of structure and guidance on how to get the most out of those resources.
Right. So you hear from them. And then on the flip side, there's also a focus on areas from the children that you hear.
That's right. As we work with the parents and teachers, we also do individual counseling with licensed counselors from First West Counseling Center, and they go on site to the schools. Sometimes the issue of transportation is there, sometimes, you know, scheduling after school appointments, financial issues as far as paying for counseling. So we're able to address all this by the counselor going on site with the principal's approval, working with the teachers. So when we do remove them from the school classroom setting, we're able to do that at, you know, the best time so that we're not taken away from core classes that they're studying. And when we work with that, a lot of the focus there is can be academic, it can mm-hmm. be behavior, conduct, social skills. You know, children are, you know, God created them very unique. Their social skills are going to develop at different rates. So the teachers and principals and parents are constantly helping, you know, those that progress quicker, you know, not to develop a bullying personality from those that
right.
develop a little slower. So really teaching social skills and, like I said, it's holistic. We look at spiritual issues. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart and gives good news of health to the bones. You know, and Proverbs is so much wisdom there and talks about physical health in in the Bible. And we also, one of our other verses we concentrate on is Psalms 46, where God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. And we love that word help in trouble as we are Project Help.
Speaking with Jana Hutzler, Project Help Director, and it's an initiative that's also helped out by the Living Well Foundation. So.
Yes, that's right. The Living Well Foundation came about with the sale of Glenwood Hospital. One of the things the community was adamant about as they sold was that there would be a foundation set up where funds would be directed back into the community for the health of children for the region that they serve. And so Project Help is funded through the Living Well and a ministry of First West Counseling Center.
How is the program unique in the assistance it provides, as opposed to, other community service things that...
Right. Well, we definitely tap into other resources. We work shoulder to shoulder with other nonprofits, the Children's Coalition, the Wellspring, things like that. But I think our uniqueness comes from that we are spiritually based and we're not funded with state or federal funds. So we are able to look at the whole person and talk openly about that.
Jana Hutzler, what does someone would like to find out more information about Project Help? Is there a website or a phone number that they can find out more?
Yes, they can call First West Counseling Center, and that number is 322-1427. 322-1427.
Find out more about Project Help. Jana, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.